For the rest of the afternoon, we sat in the living room watching a driving snowstorm, drinking hot chocolate, thankful that we had food and shelter, and enjoying each other's company. It was a glimpse of home, a glimpse of eternity. It was one of the best days of my life. The kingdom has come, and it gives us glimpses of home. When you are home, you have peace. It is no longer just a rumor. Peace is available. It is one of those features of the kingdom that God is pleased to give us. The Apostle Paul knew it even when things were tough. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. The God of peace be with you all. Romans chapter 15, verse 33. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Now, let Jesus have the last word. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Luke chapter 24, verse 36. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."